Perek Hamish to Aleph. The focus of the fifth perek is when a Yovam performs Mamar or gives a get to his Yivama. Now we know that midoraisa, in order to perform Yibum, the only thing which is necessary and the only thing which works is to have relations with her. That's the act of Bia, relations, and that's how Yibum works midoraisa. However, midrabbanan, one is supposed to perform Mamar first, and Mamar is the term used for Kiddushin, which is done on a Yivama. On the other hand, in order to free the Yivama, for her to be able to marry somebody else, the only way to do so is by performing Chalitza with her. Midoraisa, a get, won't work, unless you've already done Yibum, in which case you're a regular husband and wife. But before he has done Yibum, only Chalitza frees her to marry somebody else. Only that can get rid of the Zika. But if he gives her a get, midoraisa, that does nothing. However, midrabbanan, since people are much more familiar with regular kiddushin and a regular get, if somebody were to do mamar on his shemeres yavam, and midoraisa that means nothing, so we would say that he is still able to do yibum on a different shemeres yavam, and all of the wives of the man who died are still forbidden to marry somebody else. If that was the halacha when somebody did mamar, or when somebody gave a get, they would think that the same halacha applies when somebody does yibum or chalitza. So people will be led to think that just like after you have performed Mamar on one Shemeres Yavam, it is permitted to do Yibum, because the Zika still exists to another Shemeres Yavam, another wife of the same man who died. The same would apply after Yibum and Chalitza. But of course, after one has performed Yibum or Chalitza, it's forbidden to then do anything with the other wives. Or the same would apply for another brother. If, let's say, one brother performs Mamar, so midoraisa, it's still permitted for a different brother to now perform Yibum. But people will be led to think that that applies even after a brother performs Yibum, that there is still room for another brother to perform Yibum. They won't realize that the Zika has ended. And therefore, midrabbanan, as soon as somebody has given a get or done Mamar with his Shemeres Yavam, he is forbidden to marry her relatives, just like it's forbidden to marry the relatives of one's Chalutza or Yavama, which means that midrabbanan, we view the Mamar and get as if they did do something. And as a result of that, just like it is forbidden to perform Yibum after one has performed Chalitza, it is also forbidden to perform Yibum after one has given her a get. And so he'll have to give her Chalitza. As well as that, if one does Mamar with a Shmeres Yavam, and then decides to do Chalitza, it's not enough just to do Chalitza, he also has to give her a get for the Mamar. Because midrabbanan, we view the Mamar as being valid, like a regular Kiddushin, and so he would need to give her a get for the Mamar, and then to perform Chalitza in order to free her Zika, and to free her to allow her to marry somebody else. So there are lots of different rules over here, and the entire perek will bring lots of different cases, so the rules will become clearer throughout the perek. Now this perek opens up with a machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachomim, and let's imagine there are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Reuven is married to both Chana and Miriam, two women who are not related to each other, and then Reuven dies. So you're left with two Yevomis, Chana and Miriam, and two Yevomim, Shimon and Levi. So let's imagine Shimon gives a get to Chana. So of course, midoraisa, that means nothing. But midrabbanan, it certainly does mean something. And according to Rabban Gamliel, midrabbanan, we view the get exactly like chalitza. So just like when it comes to chalitza, the chalitza of one yavam and one yavama gets rid of the zika of all of the yavamim and all of the yavamais, all of the wives of the man who died are now permitted to marry, as soon as just one of them has received yibum or chalitza. So too, when Shimon gives a get to Chana, that affects all of the Yavamim and all of the Yavamis. So just like after Chalitza, if let's say Shimon had performed Chalitza with Chana, the halacha would be that it is now forbidden for Shimon to marry the relatives of Chana, and it would be forbidden for both Shimon and Levi to marry the Tzara, to do Yibum with the Tzara, Miriam. So too, the same applies when he gives her a get. And because of that, if the other brother, Levi, then gives a get to either Miriam or Chana, that get does nothing. Meaning, Levi will still be allowed to marry the relatives of the woman he gave a get to. Why? Because if you think about it, midoraisa, the get means nothing. And midrabbanan, a get means everything. Midrabbanan, we view the get exactly like chalitza. Which means that the first get, on a midrabbanan level, is considered like chalitza. it's totally clear that if Shimon were to perform chalitza with Chana, and then Levi were to do chalitza, his chalitza would be meaningless, because there is no longer any zika. So too with a get. And therefore, Rabban Gamliel says, in get achar get, there is no get after the first get, because on the midrabbanon level, there is no zika remaining. Now, there's also another scenario, which would be if Shimon gave a get to the tzara. So after giving a get to Chana, he gave a get to Miriam. That would be another example where that get would be meaningless. On a similar note, v'lo ma'amar acha ma'amar. A second ma'amar is also not valid after a first ma'amar has been done. If, let's say, Shimon did ma'amar with Chana, midiraisa, that means nothing. Midirabonon, according to Rabban Gamliel, we view that as full yibum, which means that on a midrabbanon level, in the framework of midrabbanon, there is no longer a zika, which means that the second ma'amar would be meaningless, whether it means that Levi did ma'amar on one of the wives, or if Shimon did ma'amar on the other wife. Either way, the ma'amar is meaningless, according to Rabban Gamliel. Ramification being that he will still be able to marry the relatives of the Yavama who received the second get or ma'amar. Alright, now the next part of the Mishnah everybody agrees to, v'lo be'ila achar be'ila, there is no relations, referring to Yibum, after Yibum has already been done, v'lo chalitza achar chalitza, and a second chalitza is not valid after a chalitza has been done, because certainly after Yibum or chalitza, the zika of all of the Yavamim and all of the Yavamais has been removed. Now the Chachom argue in the case of Get and Ma'amar, because according to the Chachomim, even in the framework of Midrabanon, where the Get and Ma'amar do something, they are not viewed as being on the same level as Chalitza and Yibum. Midrabanon, the Get and Ma'amar affect the Zika. They weaken the Zika, but they do not remove the Zika totally, and therefore there is still room for a second Ma'amar or a second Get to do something. The Chachom say, yesh get achar get, a second get is valid even after the first get has been done. So for example, if Shimon gave a get to Chana, and then Levi gave a get to Chana, Levi would also be forbidden to marry the relatives of Chana. And v'yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar, there's also ma'amar after the first ma'amar. So if, let's say, Shimon did ma'amar on Chana, and then Shimon did ma'amar on Miriam, or Levi did ma'amar on Chana or Miriam, he would be forbidden to marry her relatives as well. But everybody agrees that after Yibum or Chalitza has been done, then there is no Zika left at all.